Whether you're young or old, male or female, from Cape to Cairo, you just can't help yourself but love. You just can't help yourself but love. Radio Love.
Lunchify with your girl, Miss Pujin Okwezi Wagamthembu, coming to you live from the beautiful air-conditioned premises of Graceland Casino. And on the line.
Yes.
I'm so, so excited.
Mr. Skanda God himself.
Yes.
Lining. Beginning.
Hello.
Hello.
Unjani.
Unjani.
You know, I've been saying, ne, because ngowakamdluli nami. Ngihlezi ngibatshela ukuthi you and I actually related. And abangkholo, so ngicela ukuthi ubatshele.
Uyamazi lo sizo. KO, welcome to Lunchify with Ukhwezi Wakamthembu no Pretty Miss Prudy. Thank you so much for taking this interview with us.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Yes, we can't have a Mpumalanga thing without TKO in it.
Yes.
Dako.
So most people know you only as UKO and that you're from Mpumalanga. Can you please just kindly tell us like igama lakho leli elisepasini and where exactly from Mpumalanga do you come from?
Cool. First thing, ntokozo, surname Mdluli, njengoba usise sakashilo.
Yes.
And Lanko Makona, I come from a small town called Petrie Teeth.
Oh, yes.
They renamed it to Mkondo. Mm-hmm. That's where I come from. So it's like literally next to Swaziland and also close to KZN, Kona and Mpumalanga. That's where I was raised.
Mm-hmm.
My mom used to work in Joburg as a nurse. So she happened to give birth to me while she was a sad.
Mm.
And, but yeah, the family and everything is all the way in Mpumalanga, and that's where I grew up.
Yeah. And, just let's talk a little bit about your music career. When and how did you discover your love for that? Or did you discover it by mistake? Growing up, was it something that you've always really, really wanted to do?
It's something that I actually encountered through Ubudwami, who was a breakdancer. So we had a mamela hip hop, and I actually got introduced to hip hop through Yena, because Njalo Vakashala figure with like these new tracks and Nazazi, you know, and it fascinated me. Just obviously, I mean, as Mtwana, looking at my big brother, the first person, it's usually your older, you know, siblings.
Yeah.
So now, it literally started kanjalo, but yena belanga tuli. So, and now me being a child, it was angwan chat. So, what I figured was, okay, so many people like, how can I partake in the culture,
yeah,
hip hop, because now me and so, I think I opted for watching maybe like writing my own songs and stuff like that. So that's naturally how everything started.
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking about writing, like what is your writing process? Do you first do melozipi tikala and then you write, or do you have already a concept and then you just put it on a beat? Like, just take us through that, because they unbelievable.
It depends. Sometimes it's not picky beat gala, and then you write to it. You draw inspiration from your now. Sometimes, like for instance, the Karakara, I wrote the chorus before BTC. I was on a plane, and then I didn't even have my headphones on. So yeah, just, there was just something in one lady that just kept on playing.
Yeah.
And me imagina, me trompi singing, imagina. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
So, and then I wrote that chorus, Ganjalo. But a lot of the times I will say, which it was my idea, especially when I'm working on an album, you'll find which will work on a beat, because maybe it's a certain sound. So I'm totally digital, and then I write lyrics to it. Sometimes it can just be a concept, and then mangtoli beat, okay, I think we start.
And Wenanunen, you guys always do amazing together. Why do you think you guys work so well together?
Nobody, sorry?
No, Nanti Madida.
Oh, I think it was just a spur of the moment thing. Master Zoenza is kind of love. We were going for it. I think the series are issued to a TV show, but I don't know if segment, and then Nami Bengo and the same show. So, since I didn't deal with this, you know, backstage,
yeah.
I think I just randomly just said it, so we'll see how, you know, we can actually make a song.
Sure.
And eventually, you know, she made time, was our studio,
yeah.
And then we made Kind of Love, it came out really well, obviously, and then 5 years later, I think, 2019, Master Sinza Issei Will, I think Leo was more of her idea.
Mm-hmm.
It's 5 years, you know, after it's kind of love, maybe it would be nice to almost do like an anniversary nyana.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, as a follow up. So that's how that came about. But it's not really something that we sat there and said, yeah, Wamele, you know, the group, Wamele, you know,
yeah.
It was just Maslangan, and also Katislangan, and also like in the events and stuff.
Mm.
Once we start talking, it will come up, but maybe let's do another one. But
yeah.
As it stands, I don't know when the next one will come, but yeah, I mean, it's been a great pleasure opening up.
Yeah, yeah, I think you guys should just make it a thing, why? Honestly, because wow.
Now, well, she's obviously anxious now by and with her husband, Duzix. So I don't want to interfere with that.
Yeah, 100%.
So yeah, can you just please tell us more about East Kanda Republic? Because we also like see dope merchandise. What do you guys do? Is it a record label? Is it your record label or what? When's Ireland?
So the album. So it started off in Alpa Miami, my debut album. Is Kanda Republic, I put my 2014 and I was Kanda Lava, Bukarakara and whatnot.
Yes,
so, that was during Ikea's Time Life, and then we had artists on the label and stuff, and unfortunately, you know, that fell through.
Yeah.
So, going back into, building a movement, one of the things, that we didn't do right in this time was the clothing side of things. But unfortunately, we were not educated enough with about the apparel business. So, we just fake South Africa. So, we lost a lot of money in that.
Yeah.
So, before recreating a label, me and I decided that maybe let me just fix the business side of the apparel side of things, because in Kasana I passion Yayo, and we were fortunate enough with this toilet distribution channel through Studio World, Studio 88, you know, across the country. So Science Agri Impasha, I mean, the clothing label was called Kanda World. And then as the label started growing, clothing label started growing, that okay, sharp. 15 Basha since first sorted, it's my channel, so now we can start focusing on other things, and that's how now we started looking at bringing new artists on board, and that's how now the label, the record label, which is Kanda World also, was created, and we have some, my focus is mainly just new young guys. Obviously, I would love to have females as well, but we are still searching. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not necessarily focusing on hip-hop, for instance, what's just big, who is the vocalist, piano, and then, and then there's DJs and stuff like that. So, yeah, we are still building.
Yeah, and with everything that you just mentioned, it's very clear, Ugutu Ubizi. So I just want to know, how important is the consistency, whether it be with the music or your fashion line and the endorsement deals that you have, how important would you say your consistency is?
It's important because it's almost like especially Tiski. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't not go to the gym.
Yes.
And so, I'm going to come over to my practice in it because if we will keep practice or if I, because you need to produce two things.
Mm.
You need to go to practice and futimele opegele namanyama tino maza.
Yeah.
And so, because then that way, you know, it's okay. Second, striker is so. Some defender ganja the next time. And so, you know. So,
yeah.
It's the same thing with music. You know, there's a new artist or there's a new style and a new wave or a trend, a corner. If you are not following the people within the culture, so tell us now, so by the same. And as me, even just sometimes with Mao Zama or in the Ngoma, you know, it might not work out, but you always need to continue trying. So, you trying is basically your practice. You being to the gym, and then eventually and I think being me, that's what I learned over the years. Yeah, but you need to be I refer myself as I'm a fan of music first before an artist.
Yeah.
I'm a fan and an artist second.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Because that's how, to me, the recipe that I've seen other people. But the approach to music, and because many people are not buying artists.
Oh yeah.
But the only thing you're not buying artists. So my pillar is only in the artist bubble. Also, Tabango is in just because we're in the Karakara 2014. We're in the Karakara 2021. They want to buy the
chat.
It doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so,
no,
yeah,
makes sense.
When it comes to your music, and I'm glad we have touched on consistency as well. It is very relatable, whether umuntu se sentin or whether usekazi, and it's something that you have consistently been able to achieve.
Yeah.
So basically, what inspires the kind of music that you write? What inspires your lyrics? You can totally relate to them.
Yeah.
Lucky, just the way in a corner. So we were not extremely poor.
Yeah.
We were not rich at the same time.
Yeah.
So I was able to relate very like Mang setauni or mang semasawa being kono relation in Ghana bara.
Yeah.
So that upbringing, nale opportunity was in kule both sides. Kono libo tige embrace that individual any way, and then that translates into the stuff that I talk about. Sometimes I can solely talk about just an option. Sometimes I can just talk about. In our daily lives, but I know she somewhere somehow I need both sides of the spectrum with Paco Nugri later, whether it's a cat or whether it's a Sabah being. Because in South Africa, the majority is fairly obviously about the cat. More than a.
No.
You'll find that with a lot of the stories and a lot of the concepts, it's stuff that relates, gets rooted to Kulu, cat, but. More big sagashe, even community CEO as Avantama Miyama, Namangabe or Kulele Sabapini, Ukoko Shale Lokshini, Unokangashe Lokshini, Amakazi Makamanya Lokshini, so Wamele, you are familiar with Kazi, whether Ushalakona or Shalina Kokon.
True,
so that's why I'm a piano manje, as much as we need to know Kule Kazi, but Masabapini now about Chapela, because it's
Yeah, and are there any future projects or immediate things that you're working on that we need to be on the lookout for?
So on the clothing side, this week, Silonja E Winter Range is kind of world. These will be available Gumba Studio 88 across the country.
Nice.
Just check out my socials. Check out Mr. Kestam on all the social media platforms. You can also check out Kanda World on all the social media platforms.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, on the music side, I mean, as a KO, before the year, Itela, I'll be releasing my fourth solo album.
Okay.
And I'm pretty excited about that.
Nice.
Yeah, once again, thank you so much, Keo, for taking up the interview with us. And we wish you nothing but the best of it moving forward. May you remain the person that you are, always dishing out super dope music.
Yeah.
And yeah, siyathemba ukuthi anything new bazoqala ukuyizwa ngathi la radio la.
Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate it so much. Yeah, I mean, the current focus of mine is to push out my latest single, which is K Hova.
Yeah.
Video Nayo Ikona on YouTube. Please go out and support that and also support all the artists.
Thank you so much.
Whether you're young or old, male or female, from Cape to Cairo, you just can't help yourself but love. You just can't help yourself but love. Radio Love.